Listen, you guys, this is a fantastic day of just wonderful music, and it's only just getting started. The Campbell Brothers are just wonderful people, and if you guys want to get some merchandise from them or find out where they're touring, you just go to the merch tent to your right. And I'm telling you, this is a great thing that's coming up here, and you guys are really going to enjoy it. So grab yourself a bottle of water, because you're going to dance really hard. Please welcome the Del McCoury Band.
Thank you. wanted you. And you kept on till you killed all my love for you. Feeling as you bleed became a part of you. You can't blame me now for walking out on me. Found me out of future plans you might be making. No more foolish chances am I taking. You played a game corrupt. Eyes for me, I've had enough. Hearts are going down to rough, so count me out.
This morning. Well, it's not exactly morning, is it? By my watch it is, yet. By my head it is, yet. Good to see you folks out. And we're going to introduce the mandolin player right now to you. He won the Mandolin Player of the Year Award 8 years in a row. A little hand for Ronnie McCurry. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. I appreciate it. Good to be on top of the mountain today. I want to, you folks ready for a little bluegrass music this morning? Well, we're going to kick it off with a little instrumental here that I wrote one time entitled The Hillcrest Drive. I wanted to. folks. Appreciate that. Well, I'm going to sing a little number now that I recorded one time, and it was written by a bluegrass songwriter by the name of Bob Dylan. He wrote this too. And I got it from a bluegrass record Eric Clapton did in the 70s. Some of you might have it. I doubt it. Anyhow, this is a number entitled Walk Out in the Rain. Walk out of it, does it feel right? I can tell you're only lying. If you've got something better tonight, then don't mess up my mind with your crying. You got to say, and please don't feel the need to linger. Just walk out in the rain, walk out of my dreams, walk out of my life. It don't feel right. You can't catch the next train. Oh, darling, walk out in the rain. Today, he's originally from the state of Arizona. He's been playing bluegrass music with us in this band now a dozen years. Make him welcome, if you would. He's also the bass player of the year in bluegrass, Mr. Mike Bubb.
Thank you, Ronnie. Working on that Baker's Dozen this year. It's one more year. Glad to see everybody out. Got some nice suntans going here this weekend. That's nice. Is anybody actually from right here? All right. All 10 or 15 of you. All right. Well, I'm going to dedicate my part of the show to Dell for bringing that bus up this road. It was a lot of fun. We want you all to follow us on the way out now. So don't get in front of us. It's all downhill from here, I think. Anyway, we'll do a little song about a little moonshiner down in Mississippi. He had it all figured out. He had the moonshine still, then he had the other still to, you know, sort of a decoy still over on the other side, make it turpentine. He considered himself pretty smart, and he was the luckiest man that was born. Well, I ain't gonna pick no cotton, gonna lay around in the shade, and I ain't working on
shade and having it made and all that. Well, that's those folks up there, they are. They're having it made. Well, we're going to do a little blues tune. This one entitled Learning the Blues.
Your first
nights when you don't sleep. The whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. Snake in the house? What's this one? Blackjack County Change. We had a request for that last night. Never did get it on for the guy. We'll do all those. But I got to introduce everybody here in the meantime, and I'm going to start with the banjo player, I guess, and get him to pick you a little tune. He won the Banjo Player of the Year award at the Spigma Award Show in Nashville last winter. How about a little hand for Rob McCary? Thank you. fast, it's just short. Well, while we got him working here, I want him to lead us off on a tune that we recorded one time, and this was written by a New York City band way back in the 60s. This is one entitled The Nashville Cats. You know, usually this time of day it's a little early and you don't get a good responsive audience, but you folks are really nice and you're good looking too. You know, we started our tour down in Greenville, South Carolina the first night. Then we played North Georgia up there at the Bluegrass Festival night before last. And last night we played in Kentucky. Now, where was that? Mount Vernon, Kentucky at the Renfro Valley. But you know what? You're the best-looking audience we've had all four nights. You have. Some of those folks are ugly, man. Y'all see them. We've got to introduce a fiddle player. He's the fiddle player of the year. How about a little hand in bluegrass music? How about a little hand for Jason Carter? With that guy today, man. Well, we'd like to do some new songs for you, and we're going to do some requests. If you have any, we'll sure get them on for you. We've got a bunch of them, hey. All right. Let me do this. I got to do a couple here, and then we'll get all your requests. This is a title number from our last record. It's Just the Night. It's not a good daytime song, but I'm going to do it anyway. Daylight fades, the evening darkness falls. Trees look just like creatures in shadows on the wall. I can see it might scare a woman who's out alone. Don't you worry none, 'cause I'd walk you home. It may seem a little spooky, but it's all right. Don't you worry now. It's just the night. It's just the night. Bats come out when the moon is in the sky. You hear a hoot owl in the distance.
me tremble inside.
When the moon is full, some sense of sun from hell, you could wind up a victim under some kind of evil spell. It may seem a little spooky, but it's alright. Don't you worry now. It's just a night.
It's just a night.
It's just a night.
It's just a night.
Because we've got a video. Any of you folks get CMT, Country Music Television? We had this on. All right. This little tune we're about to do for you got to number 6 on there, and we're really proud of that because we were bucking some big country acts on that thing, I'll tell you. And Ronnie plays his mandola on this tune, and it's the one written by Sean Camp. My love will not change.
Thank you.
We're going to do this request right here for Eli Renfro, the guy that killed his wife with a big, big long Bowie knife. All right. This is a murder song, you know. Snakes? Were. Okay, we'll get that right after you. But this is a little story here. I hope you folks will pay a lot of attention to this. Eli Renfro killed his wife with a long, sharp Bowie knife. He packed her up and he put her in the ground. If the hanging was to be his fate, and old Eli filled with hate, put a curse on his entire town. Eli dragging chains, hanging on in people's names. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. For a half a mile, that awful sound came through the trees. It chilled my blood and shook my knees. The kind of a thing that'd make a man run wild. Change. I don't know what you do first. I'll probably do them both bad. Wrong key. Let's see here. Up here. Huh? All right. I'll get it. I won't forget you. We're going to do this in church, though.
To the name of my land. 35 pounds of blackjack and a chain. All we had to eat was bread and water. Every day we had the beauty of road, a mile and a quarter. A blacksmith whip would sting our backs if some poor fool complained. But we couldn't fight back. Why 35 pounds of blackjack counting the shame?
Snake in the house first for these two gentlemen down here in the front row, and then anything goes, folks. We don't want to surprise any of you and have you looking down at the ground now for snakes, but we're going to sing this song.
It looked like a Texas twister had cut a path through there.
He found these words in lipstick
on the bathroom mirror. Heard a snake in the house. He'd been shedding skin, leaving behind kind of where he'd been. Now I'm telling you, if it's the last thing that you do,
there's a snake in the house.
But the way he signed the dotted line is something she can't miss. There's a snake in the house, deep in Shen's skin, leaving behind signs where he's been. Now I'm telling you, if it's the last thing that you do, there's a snake in the house. Just one bite to kill true love every time. There's a snake in
Thank you, folks. Well, we will do a fast pin, and then we'll get those requests for you, okay? This one? All aboard? All right, okay. All right. First, I want Rhonda to come up and sing a little fast number here, kind of liven the show up a little bit. And this is one entitled You're Gone But Not Forgotten. Gospel numbers for you. Somebody wanted to hear Get Down on Your Knees and Pray, and we've got one on our last record. Which one? Okay. We'll do Get Down on Your Knees and Pray.
Get down on your knees and pray.
Sing you a song about a motorcycle. Will that be all right? Well, we've got a few motorcycle riders here. I know I passed one coming in, or he passed me. Coming a flying up that road, I'll tell you. He's probably here. I'd like to talk to him. Because he told me which way to turn. He come by and he said, go that way. Well, that was out through a cow pasture. No, I'm just kidding. Gotta thank you for that. This song here is about a 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Red Molly. won't do. Oh, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on hand in leather and throne. So bring them from heaven. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Heard all those. He'll keep them right up here and we'll do them all, okay? High on the mountain, same kind of crazy. Well, look, I'd like to do a new song for you. Let me, all right, before we do those old. All right. We never did do the number one chart number. We have a number one song on the bluegrass charts. We also have number two song on the bluegrass charts. And we've got number three song on the bluegrass charts. How about that? I just now thought of that. Well, we're going to do number two right now for you. Will that be all right? It's a little trio number one entitled, I'll Dry My Tears and Move On. Thank you. let's get a little tune here. Would you folks like to hear a little bass fiddle number?
Yeah.
All right. We gotta work Mike Bubb here a little bit this morning.
Yeah.
And we all get to work a little bit on this. He's already worked up a sweat, and so have I.
Thank you.
Things going on, and this one's really going to take the cake. It's really beautiful. Right over here, you guys, come on over. There's this wonderful young couple that just got married on Thursday. Melissa and Rusty. And they have one special request, that they would be able to throw their wedding bouquet from the stage show. You guys, sorry, clear it out, girls. Come on in. Single girls, come on to the front, y'all. And Del's gonna play a little jig. Now, you know, whoever catches this, we mean it. You're gonna have to come up here and throw your bouquet off the stage next year. Come on, girls. Not enough of you.
All right. You know what we'd like to do? Ben's there getting married now. Are you just now getting married? Getting ready to throw it? Okay. Go ahead and throw it, and I want to tell a little story then after you throw it. All right, hands up. There she is, fellas, right there she is. It's all good. Folks, hey, I want to tell you something. Now, when me and my wife got married, this has been a long time ago, you know, and she said, are we crazy for doing this? So we won't sing this song for you folks. This is one entitled, Same Kind of Crazy as Me. Did you ever meet somebody that likes all the same things you do? Somebody who can make you break you anytime they want to. I met her at a red light, love at first sight. Can this be true? She's good for me, and she told me I was good for her too. Now I don't want to jump into anything. I've been trying to use some self-restraint, but man, it's amazing she's the same kind of crazy as me. You know what I'm saying? She's the same kind of crazy as me.
Corey at our next festival, the Grassroots Festival, which is on the back of your brochure. So now you know what he's all about. Come check him out again. Please stay tuned while we get the next band up, the North Mississippi All-Stars. You guys, please, this is very serious. The sun is hot. Please drink a lot of water. There's people that are getting sick in the campgrounds from not having enough to drink. So get yourselves hydrated, okay? We'll see you soon.